This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good Friday morning to you. Glad you're with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Hopefully, can you hear me now? I don't see myself even up here on the feed, Ethan. We're having some technical challenges this morning. You know, darn Carl Middleman takes off and leaves us with a mess. I don't know where he is. Somewhere in Georgia right now, headed down to Florida. So good for him. Thank you, Carl, if you're listening this morning. Just kidding. We're glad you're with us. So we're glad Ethan is with us. We got Drew out there as well. Kim St. Ajin here with me this morning. Sue Thomas will be back next week, by the way. She's been enjoying a little honeymoon action, and she will be back on the air next week. We'll be here Monday, and I'll be here Monday and Friday. I have Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday off in the middle of the week for the holiday next week. Kim St. Ajin is bailing on us the entire week next week.
That's right.
What am I going to do Monday morning?
Well, first of all, did you just find out you have Tuesday and Thursday off?
No. No, I did not. I asked for it off.
Oh.
I just, when I went and checked the calendar, I didn't see it in there. And I'm thinking, oh, well, maybe I started second guessing myself, thinking maybe I didn't request those days off. I was pretty sure I asked for those days off, but I didn't see it in the calendar.
That's like finding a $50 bill in your pocket that you didn't realize had been there for 5 months.
And then the lovely and talented Tricia sent out a email telling us what the schedule was for the holidays. And lo and behold, I was off Christmas Eve and the day after Christmas, which was just like winning the lottery. It was fantastic.
I'm happy for you. No, really, that is great that you get to have that time
Thank
with your family.
You. Yeah, I'm thrilled, but I will be here Monday, and Carl is off Monday. I don't know when he's back. He's back Tuesday, really?
I think he's only off today and Monday.
He's working Christmas Eve then. So anyway, we'll get the gang back together here eventually. Hopefully, you're having a good morning. You know, we're on the precipice of Armageddon, in case you haven't tuned into the top of the hour news or the mainstream media this morning. The government might shut down. I really hate to be the one to bring that to you, but that's kind of the tone in which they're going after it. We've talked about it a little bit this morning. We're going to talk about it some more here in a couple of minutes, because we got Jessica Rosenthal, who's been covering the government shutdown for Fox News Radio. She's great. We're going to get her on here at about 20 after to talk a little bit more about this morning. Nicole Murray at the bottom of the hour with a check of business. We'll get in other news at about 6:45 today. Kim's going to be handling that, since Ethan is running the board. And then next hour, we'll delve a little more into the Joe Biden like the where in the world is Joe Biden is the question, right? We've been asking these questions for a really long, long time, and it should have been obvious to everyone.
If you're
don't
concerned
you think?
About Joe Biden's age, you probably don't know Joe Biden.
Biden is actually in good shape.
Right. Mentally, he's quite acute.
Any aide who engages with him or reporters, we can see this. The gears of his mind are working.
The right.
That's just a little clip of all the media covering for this for the past 4 years. And it's so obvious to everyone what's been going on. It finally took an investigative report by the Wall Street Journal to make all of America wake up and realize that Joe Biden is not really Joe Biden anymore. He left us a while back, and somebody else has been running the free world. It's a frightening turn of events because it might have been Kamala. Wow. That should set you on your heels this morning. Hey, right now, I want to get to our top stories. Please, Ethan.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I don't think that Republicans, specifically the MAGA Republicans, really do care if they can't go to national parks over the course of the next couple weeks.
That's Todd Pyro. They got Todd Pyro out this morning on Maria Bartiromo's morning show, and they're asking him, you know, what's going on here? Because all these Republicans gave lip service to supporting what Elon Musk wanted, but then when the rubber hits the road, where the hell are they?
If I were king for a day, I'm not, and I don't aspire to be. Here's what I'd do. First, I would tell everybody to take their meds.
Yeah, John Kennedy lecturing people on how to negotiate a spending bill. Well, it's pretty simple. You don't spend.
Even though this vote would push the debt limit to 2027, it in no way reflects any lack of enthusiasm on our part to get about those serious cuts for the American people. We have to have fiscal responsibility as a core principle of our party.
What's the line they used in the Long Green Mile, the Green Mile? Was it dead man walking? Wasn't that it? I think that's Mike Johnson. You just heard from there. Current Speaker of the House completely blew this deal. Had months to negotiate it. Gave the Democrats way more than he should have in the face of MAGA, in the face of Doge. He basically surrendered.
It's time to get serious about illegal immigration. President Trump, Missouri will have dangerous illegal immigrants gift-wrapped and ready for deportation.
You know, here's the thing. You've heard Tom Holman yesterday. I played the bite with Caitlin Collins. She's like, but seriously, Mr. Holman, I mean, I know you keep saying day one, but when will we really see any action on deporting any illegal aliens? On day one, says Tom Holman, because Tom Holman is a bulldog and he's serious about that. So who can't stand that, right? All of these people who want you to be a pamsy, whamsy liberal, and they want to run out and Channel 4's Capitol correspondent here, their bureau correspondent, is completely guilty of that. They did a piece yesterday on KMOV completely designed to tweak your emotions by finding the son of illegal aliens who happens to attend the University of Missouri and showing you what a smashing success he's having at the University of Missouri as an excuse for why his parents shouldn't be deported for breaking into our country illegally. I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. I don't feel a bit of a, you know, good for you. You're crushing at the University of Missouri. I'm so happy for you. Channel 4 plays. I want to play part of this. We cut this clip for you. Go ahead and play cut 12 for the people here, please.
Martinez admits, though, he's benefiting from an opportunity his parents provided him when they cut legal corners.
My parents immigrated to the United States in around the late 1990s.
Pause it. Yeah, they came. They broke in the late 1990s, and then clearly had him as an anchor baby. Go ahead.
He just now got paperwork.
His parents will soon be able to travel between Mexico and the U.S. freely for the first time in Jonathan's life. Meanwhile,
it's time to get serious about illegal immigration. President Trump, Missouri will have dangerous illegal immigrants gift-wrapped and ready for deportation.
Some Missouri lawmakers, like St. Louis Senator-elect David Gregory, continue to imply immigrants are prone to commit crimes or present some kind of public threat.
If you submit an anonymous tip that leads to the arrest of an illegal immigrant, you'll be rewarded $1,000.
Senator-elect Gregory did not respond to our request for an interview today.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. You have to set David Gregory up as the big boogeyman here and not the people, the millions of them, who've broken into our country illegally. And we had David Gregory on the show. He responded to our request for comment. He didn't say anything about all illegal aliens being criminals. He said we need to get rid of the criminal illegal aliens. Now, you could argue they're criminal if they broke into our country. Point being, this kid is not the example of who's going to be the first people deported, he and his parents. We might eventually get around to that. I would love to know the backstory of how they came here illegally in the 1990s and they've suddenly gotten legal paperwork. How did that happen? Because we don't have amnesty in this country. There's no such thing as amnesty in this country. If you're illegal, you're always illegal. And unless you go back to your home country and apply legally to come into this country and wait in line like everybody else. I hate it when the media tries to use emotion in these stories by finding one example and saying, oh, look at what you're doing to these poor people who broke into your country. This is awful. He's a star student at the University of Missouri. Good for him. He, believe it or not, until we change the anchor baby thing, he's actually a citizen, but his parents aren't. I've lost all ability for empathy in this situation, and it pisses me off when the media tries to completely manipulate this situation.
They use emotion because it's so effective. And you can even tell in the reporter the way he emphasized some of those words.
Yes.
You can tell where he stands on that. When he was talking about David Gregory, he was saying something like, yeah, and he suggests that they're prone.
Yeah.
Just you can tell he thinks that's garbage.
It's just crazy. Just one more example of it. I mean, I'm sorry. We're going to point it out when we see it. Call it the way we see it around here for sure. Coming up, we'll get to Jessica Rosenthal on the ticking deadline, that TikTok you hear in the back. It's not a ticking time bomb. It's the government getting ready to lock it up, baby. Shut it down. Turn the lights off. We'll get to Jessica Rosenthal after the break. You're right, Ethan. You're right. Ethan says, I hate this Kiss song because it's Kiss Disco.
It's the absolute worst.
You can see him out there doing the disco dance on the floor.
They said they wrote this as a disco song. It's terrible.
Yes. Ugh. I would agree. Probably, I would assume, since everybody else has, we're going to have to transition to more Christmas music here, maybe Monday. But in the meantime, we'll keep bringing you the rocking hits. How about that? Hey, let's talk about this shutdown for a minute. I just want to play again a little bit of what Chip Roy said last night. Go to cut three, and then we'll get to our guest, all right?
When I got through cancer about 12 years ago, I made my promise to my kids that I would do everything I can to save this country. And what we're doing right now is to continue to double down on the things that are destroying the republic. We are going to increase the debt ceiling, not just $4 trillion, that's false. We have spent $4.7 trillion in additional debt in the last 19 months. We're going to increase the debt by $5 trillion.
All right, that is a Chip Roy, his impassioned plea on the floor before he voted against the second effort to prevent a government shutdown. We've got Jessica Rosenthal from Fox News Radio on the phone this morning. Jessica, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I love hearing all these reports about the countdown to midnight and, you know, the government might shut down. It didn't sound to me, after listening to Chad Pergram and some of the other correspondents you guys have up on the Hill, that there might not even be another vote, right?
We'll see. You're right. There might not. And Chad was reporting that. Speaker Johnson, mostly because Speaker Johnson had said, when point blank asked, will there be, he said, we're going to regroup and see about coming up with another solution. So stay tuned. So we'll see. time is of the essence, right? I mean, every minute that ticks by. I mean, we're not even talking 24 hours here. So that doesn't necessarily mean, though, by the way, that they stop working. I mean, even if a shutdown begins, you don't have to let it continue. You know, you can still come up with a solution even after it starts.
You hear a lot of the Congress members trying to scare the public into saying, if we allow a shutdown, if the Republicans don't do this, then, you know, people are going to be out of work around the holidays and all sorts of things. Set the record straight. I mean, when we've been asking other people this, what kind of an impact would this really have if the government shut down?
So it depends on how long, right? So if you will have furloughed workers, you will have people who are considered essential showing up to work and not getting a paycheck. Now, if that goes on for 30 days, you know, that's a problem.
But then they get back pay is what I understand. I'm not saying it's great to not have a paycheck coming in, but my understanding is they would get back pay.
Of course. Okay, I mean, that would be absolutely criminal if people were expected to work without pay. I mean, you see lawsuits beyond. Right. So that no one is expecting these people to continue working forever without ever getting pay. But most Americans live paycheck to paycheck, unfortunately. So the situation becomes more dire as time goes on. Right. So and you do have reports from also like Congressional Budget Office that indicate that if it is prolonged, you do have impacts to like GDP. It does slow things down, right? When the government shuts down and things aren't working as efficiently. But to your point, like what's the impact? Like military still shows up for duty, thank God. Air traffic control still shows up. Most TSA workers still show up. Everybody's still. All these essential workers that we rely on are still going to be working. They're just not going to get a paycheck.
Yeah. Jessica, like you, I mean, we're observers of all media. I mean, I watch all kinds of feeds coming in here in the morning. It seems pretty obvious to me that for the Democrats in this case, the talking point is blame Elon Musk, because I heard Claire McCaskill and several other Democrats this morning just going, Musk is the leader of the party. He's making Donald Trump feel small. I mean, they all want people to believe that Musk has taken over leadership of the Republicans.
Well, who put Elon Musk in charge of Doge?
I don't know. Thank
Donald
you.
Trump. So, right. Yeah, I mean, they can have that debate all they want. You're in charge of who's in charge of you. So the Republicans get to say who's in charge of them. And if that's President-elect Trump, that's no one elected Elon Musk, right? If anybody put him into power, it was Elon Musk saying, I really like this guy. Can I please come to your rally and speak on your stage? Yes, does he have an inordinate amount of power right now? I don't know. I can't answer that. But he did just do, you know, dozens and dozens of tweets that seem to have helped in derailing this this CR. And he is in charge of this Department of Government Efficiency. There are a lot of Republicans who are saying it is Elon Musk's first, I guess, Doge effort. That this seems to have been the first. Maybe you can put this in the Doge column.
Yeah.
I don't know yet if history will reflect that. But this is his whole thing is cuts.
Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio. We appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Take care of yourself. Good to get her on here. Here's the thing. Chip Roy and these guys, I mean, don't make them out to be the bad guys. The ones that voted against the second round yesterday, they're doing the hard work here. They're like, we are not passing another debt limit increase unless we see some cuts. That's all we're asking for. The buck's got to stop somewhere at the end of the day. It's got to stop somewhere. All right, coming up, we'll get a check of business. Wall Street responded pretty well yesterday. We'll see what it does today. Stay tuned.
In this Musk-Trump thing.
Claire Bear having a little meltdown there yesterday on MSNBC. So, she's out there. I'll play a little more of that for you coming up in a little while. She was on with the Joy Reid yesterday. They're all talking about Elon Musk. But, you know, J.D. Vance was pretty clear on in his opinion who's to blame here. And if I'm a betting man, I'm betting the government shuts down tonight at about 12:01 a.m. and we'll see what happens. I think it'll stay shut until January 3rd. That's just my take on it at this point. I know Jessica Rosenthal and everybody who's covering it might have some different ideas on it, but I believe that's what's going to happen. Let's get to Nicole Murray, please. Nicole, how are you doing up there in New Jersey?
I am half present. I'm already in holiday mode. Barely even here right now.
Wow.
No, I'm good. Thank you. I'm jolly.
I get it. Well, I'm glad to hear that. But are you sporting your Mark Cox Morning Show shirt?
Not today because I opened it late last night, but thank you guys so much for the gift, the kind note, all of it.
Listen,
it means a lot.
It's not much. We all work in radio. We know the deal, but we just wanted to express our appreciation to you for your hard work, and we love having you as a member of the show.
Oh, I appreciate you guys so much.
Absolutely.
Even you, Mark.
Oh, thank you.
Even you.
Just kidding.
Thank you, Nicole. We appreciate that. What's going on out there?
Okay, so futures are actually sharply lower right now ahead of key inflation data later this morning. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 15, the NASDAQ down 19, the S&P 500 down 5. Small Sliders, an Atlanta-based burger chain, is slated to open its first St. Louis location next week. In January, the Slider Company announced plans for 8 locations in the region as it focuses on national expansion. The latest St. Louis location will open on December 27th in Bridgeton. An independent grocery store in University City will permanently close at the end of the year. After 64 years of serving the St. Louis region, the rising cost of groceries and inflation has forced Pete's Sure Salve to shutter. Becca Sarando, store co-owner and daughter-in-law of Pete's founder, said profit margins have been low at Pete's for years. Investors are now preparing for the release of the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index. Analysts polled by Dow Jones expect the index to rise 0.2% on the month and show an annual reading of 2.5%. Data drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Retailer Big Lots said it will close all of its stores as hopes dim on a previously announced sale of the bankruptcy company to a California investment firm. Big Lots said as a result it will begin going out.
If you want to see more companies make things in America, consider buying more things from companies who are already doing that very thing. Companies like American Giant. These guys have been making t-shirts, sweatshirts, flannels, and blue jeans in America for the last 14 years, with cotton grown right here in the USA. That means good jobs for lots of hardworking Americans in factory towns all over the country. Check out their stuff in stores everywhere, or pick up something awesome at American-Giant.com.
Out of business sales at all of its stores. FedEx said the company can do well even if there is a supply chain shakeup. President-elect Donald Trump has threatened to drastically hike import tariffs for several countries, especially China, and these moves would likely disrupt global supply chains. FedEx reported mixed quarter results and announced its plans to spin off its freight business into another publicly traded company called FedEx Freight. And finally, in honor of the boozy holiday season, did you know that in Japan, drinking with clients or coworkers is considered part of your job? This is because it allegedly helps build relationships, foster teamwork, and demonstrates loyalty. Refusing a drink from the boss is even seen as an insult or can damage one's career.
Wow.
So what if you don't drink?
Your career's going to suffer.
You will drink whether you like it or not.
You're in the mail room is what happens if you're not willing to drink. You're stuck down there with Elf. Yeah.
I love that scene.
I know. That's fantastic.
I love that movie.
I mean, think of how different that is in other cultures. We do that here. I mean, you go to happy hour, but not everybody participates. You don't feel, mostly you don't feel pressure to participate.
More and more people are not drinking. And there are some companies, though, where it's pretty common to have a happy hour once a week. Like, they'll stock their little mini fridge at the office with alcohol.
Yeah, those are few and far between,
probably.
I think. Don't you?
When I interned at Reuters in Belgium, I was studying abroad there in Brussels.
Yes.
Wow. And it was pretty common where we would go and take an hour lunch, sometimes more, and we would get beer. And their beer is strong there. You would go drink while you were on lunch and then
come
back and work.
I don't know. In the U.S., it feels like there's this weird in-between. Like, you're supposed to go to the happy hour and partake and have a few drinks, but then you're that person if you overdo it.
Yeah. Then you get a reputation if you have, like, 5 glasses instead of 2, right?
I mean, I might later, but whatever.
Yeah, I agree with that. No, we've all worked in media for a long time. It's a little different than a normal corporate environment, I would have to say, right? The old company we worked for was the one, like Kim mentioned, every Friday they had a beer, they had beer stocked in the refrigerator, and they'd have a happy hour on Friday afternoon. Everybody could go back and sit around and have a beer and have a drink. And that's the only company I've ever worked for that did that.
I do agree that it does create a bit of camaraderie, teamwork, because if you know the people that you're working with on a more personal level, it almost makes you want to perform better in their honor.
Yeah, well, if you drink too much, you might start opening up about things you shouldn't be talking about, right?
Now we're getting back to the Christmas party problems, right? With the people who
indulging
earn
too much.
The reputation for partying too much and dancing on the table at the company Christmas party.
Listen, it only happened once.
We didn't want to tell you we were describing you, but
these days it's all on video though. Everybody's got a phone out.
That's the worst part.
When that happens.
I know, I saw that video of you dancing on a table, Mark.
You did not. That does not exist. If it did, it would be like a Polaroid shoved away in a drawer somewhere in my house that no one will ever see, because
it would be like an oil painting.
That was a good one.
Listen to you two cackling over that. Not that old.
Could you hold still, sir? I need to finish your leg here.
We mean it with love if it matters.
I appreciate you. I really do. I do. Thank you. Nicole, are you working next week?
Not really. I think I'm only in on Friday.
Oh, really? All right.
Yes.
Well, you have a fantastic holiday, and we'll see you when you're back. I'm in Monday and Friday. Kim's taking the whole week off, too. She's slacking next week. So,
ooh, enjoy your time off, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See
Bye, guys. Happy holidays.
You too. Nicole Murray there, live up in New Jersey this morning. Yeah, I sent her one of the shirts that you have on there this morning, Kim, so she can sport that when she's running around the office up there.
This one's a good shirt.
You did. My friend Richie over to Whiskey Dickerson did a really good job on that. I kind of special ordered those because you can order 97.1 t-shirts on the Whiskey Dickerson website, whiskeydickerson.com. There's my standard Mark Cox Morning Show shirt. It sort of looks like the thin blue line flag there for our first responders, our police officers. Says the Mark Cox Morning Show on it. Those are, I will mention, the most popular shirts on the site. And then you can also order them from the other shows we have on the station here. I'm just kidding. I don't know whose shirts sell the most. I'm just kidding. But I did go to Richie a couple months ago and say, hey, you know, I'd like to have a long sleeve version of that, because in the winter, it's often cold in the studio and you're not as likely to wear a short sleeve shirt. So he came up with that for me, and I appreciate that. They are good quality. I love the material. And maybe someday if they're popular enough, we will print up enough that you could also buy those on the Whiskey Dickerson website.
I would suggest that, because I'm telling you, I really like the material of this. I love a long sleeve t-shirt.
Just saying. It's comfortable. That's primarily what we're after around here. You know, I did mention this a little bit earlier, but there was a debate yesterday on whether or not the thing that Kim and I saw along Highway 40 was a drone. Yesterday morning on the way in, we both noticed it. Something coming west on the 40 corridor up in the air with odd colored lights, in my opinion. I put the video up there on the Facebook page. But when I tried to zoom in on it, it pixelated and you couldn't really see it. But I was convinced it was probably a helicopter. And thank you to I think it was Ryan who commented on that post. And he said it was an air evac medical helicopter because there's some website where you can track flight radar and you can tell what's in the air. So at that particular time of the morning, around 4:15 yesterday, he said that was a medical evac helicopter. So covered. So we did not see a drone yesterday in St. Louis. That doesn't mean there's not drones out there.
I'm not saying if you see a drone, it means that it's doing something sketchy.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Just saying when I saw it, I was convinced it was a drone for many reasons, but fine, I will admit that I was wrong.
The power of suggestion. We all want to be the guy that sees the Chinese spy balloon, which I did, by the way. I was sitting in the Menards parking lot down there off Manchester Road, and sure enough, I look up in the sky, and there was the Chinese spy balloon looking down at me. I was waving at it, right? I mean, it was way up there, and I guess it got shot down sometime after that.
Was St. Louis, this area, was this one of the last stops it had before it was shut down?
I forget
where it ended up getting.
No, it strikes me that they shot it down over water. They definitely shot it down
over water, but yeah, I don't remember.
So I think they waited for it to exit
which
the
body
country
of water
down near the Carolinas somewhere, and that's where they shot it down and recovered
right.
it, I think. That's how that went down. Not that Joe Biden would remember. He's kind of checked out a long time ago. That report yesterday even said that he didn't like that he was usually having daily or pretty regular conferences with the Secretary of Defense and stuff like that. And they finally just stopped calling because every time they'd call, he wasn't fit for a meeting. This is a leader of the free world. This is a guy with the nuclear codes, football. I mean, come on.
Isn't it so reassuring knowing that other countries would watch the President of the United States fall, stumble?
Well, we might have been in denial about it, but you can bet your bottom dollar China and Russia weren't in denial about it. They knew exactly what was going on with this guy.
Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow. By the way, it did get shot down over off the coast of South Carolina, and the balloon's height, they say, was comparable to the Statue of Liberty. I don't remember
that. Oh, you mean
that's
in
all.
Terms
that's
of size?
Huge. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they were saying these drones in New Jersey are the size of SUVs. Nothing to see here, guys. Yep. They're just stars.
Just ignore it. I'm sure it's reporting home to the mothership, wherever that is. All right, coming up, we'll get to another news next hour. Madeline Rivera is going to join us to talk more about that Biden question. You know, why did it take a New York Post or, I'm sorry, a Wall Street Journal report to finally get everybody in the media talking about this? I don't know. We got that coming up for you at the top of the hour. Stay tuned.
St. Louis is home for conservative talk.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
If you think it's been harder to open water bottles or milk cartons lately, you're not crazy. So beverage caps on these milk cartons, soda, water bottles have become harder to open as manufacturers have shortened them to reduce plastic usage, lower production costs, and here we go, decrease their carbon footprint. These lightweighting efforts to save material and shipping energy make the caps less grippable, which obviously is very frustrating. Listen to this. Caps on milk cartons, for example, shrank from 21 millimeters to 17 millimeters, reducing the grip and requiring more effort to open.
So the mouth of the milk carton is smaller. How do they reduce this?
The mouth of the milk carton?
Right, like the top of it. The mouth, the top of it.
I know what you're talking about, just to call it the mouth.
Is it smaller? I mean, if they made the cap smaller, they had to make the opening smaller, right? How does that save them anything?
That is 100% true, though. If you ever tried to open up, like, heavy cream lately, you can't get it. Like in the old little school milk cartons.
Where you have to pry them open.
Yeah, and you got to, like, bend it now to try to get the cap off. The cap doesn't fit.
Maybe you're just getting older.
Oh,
shots fired here. It's okay.
Drew,
I just told Mark there was
in the
a
house
oil painting
and
of him.
They're making ageist comments this morning, Ethan.
I
think they're both honest.
They haters.
Don't you?
He came in swinging
oil
my
paintings
goodness.
And 2 week to open a milk carton. Dang.
Moving on, yes. You'll like this if you've not gotten around to doing your yard work yet. It's okay. Experts actually recommend leaving those fallen leaves on your lawn rather than raking them. Yeah, they say it benefits the ecosystem. The leaves provide insulation for pollinators and other small organisms. They say that decomposing leaves also enrich the soil. So it's better, they say, just leave them in place, compost them, or mulch them to be used in the flower beds.
Well, I could see mulching them. Often what I've done, if it's not a foot deep, is mulch it and just let the particles drop down into the grass, right? It'll turn into soil eventually. But you can't. I mean, you're going to get some pissed off neighbors. Let's just face it. If you leave your yard full of leaves all the time.
Well, unless you have a fence and they can't see it.
Some people will take that to the extreme. You know they will. Well, I just saw a report that you should leave those laying there.
Yeah.
Your homeowners association is going to be knocking on your door.
You guys are welcome.
I'm telling you.
Don't come complaining to me, though.
Yep.
Bears breaking into homes or cars looking for food. It's not uncommon in California, but there's this video of one incident that was sent to insurance companies that just didn't seem quite right. Officials discovered it was actually someone dressed in a bear costume, recording themselves destroying luxury cars. Four people ended up getting arrested, accused of defrauding three insurance companies out of nearly $142,000 by claiming this bear caused damage to their cars. They ended up searching one of the suspects' homes and did, in fact, find the bear costume.
Like you couldn't tell that the bear was very good at opening doors and closing doors.
Bears do open doors.
I know that.
Yeah.
So my wife was having lunch with somebody the other day, and she shared a video with him. My wife shared it with me. They were in Gatlinburg a while back, and they came out the next morning. And, you know, I've got one of those bed covers on my truck that you have to lower the back of the bed and then lock it. It locks inside of the truck. And it's a hard cover, right? Basically, yeah. It folds. It's a trifold cover. They came out one morning, and it had been ripped off the back of their truck.
Oh, wow.
And some people said, oh, you're the owners of that truck. Look at this video we recorded. It was a black bear in the middle of the night. The guy had been deer hunting at some point, had a deer in there. He didn't have it in there anymore, but there was still the scent, apparently. The bear, you can see it using its paws to rip this thing open, and then it climbs in the back of the truck. These things are incredibly smart and strong.
Yeah.
Not the suspect who was stupid enough to dress up like a bear.
No, not that one. The real thing.
I wonder if the bear was on, the suspect was on all fours the whole time, or if they just, like, did 2 feet. I don't know.
I would love to see that video. I wish they would release it. All right, a new Gallup poll reveals a growing trend that's been dubbed the Great Detachment, with 51% of workers seeking new jobs and only 8% say they're extremely satisfied with their current roles. Worker satisfaction has hit a record low, and job seeking is at its highest rate since 2015. They say key factors with all this dissatisfaction include massive turnover, hybrid and remote work that's been impacting employee connection, misaligned expectations, and changing customer demands.
Can you use that line with your boss? Boss, I think you have misaligned expectations of me, right? I'm not doing a bad job. You just haven't aligned your expectations
with what
I'm about to provide you. See, that's how it works.
My expectations for myself are much lower, so you should also lower yours.
Where's Steve Moore when we need him? Yeah,
that's interesting because you can choose your own job for the most part.
Yeah, but people don't realize that. They get in the job and then they just complain forever but do nothing to change their circumstances.
This is true.
A very quick one. A survey by Empower reveals that Americans associate financial success with an average salary of $270,000 per year with a net worth of $5.3 million. Varies by generation. Gen Z, $587,000. Millennials think success is $180,000. Gen X, $212,000. And Boomers, $99,000.
Wow. I mean, 99,000 doesn't go as far as it used to, but who thinks they're going to make $500,000 a year?
I am not successful.
that's incredible. I mean, that may be misaligning your goals there. Well, it should be your goal, misaligning reality. How about that? Coming up, we'll talk more about where in the world Joe Biden's been the last 4 years.
Get more at 971talk.com.